Hey guys, so I'm Gerardo, here is Alexis,
hi,
Alejandro,
hey,
and Diego Merlo.
Hey guys.
And today we are going to talk about two special movies.
Of course.
Yeah, about Karate Kid, the original that was made in 1984 and the 2010 remake that changed a bit.
Okay, we are going to talk about the original and the remake.
But the movies have the same trauma.
Oh yes, the only thing that it is different are the characters and a little part of the end.
Okay, in the first part, we are going to talk about the movie from 1984. The principal character is Daniel LaRusso. And in the remake, it's about Dre Parker, a child who comes from Detroit.
Yeah, and the trauma is about a boy, in this case, LaRusso or Dre Parker, who moves from the United States to China. The original is from United States to California, but in the remake, it's better because it's to China. The boy does not know Chinese yet in the remake, and is not adapted in the Chinese culture.
And he doesn't understand what people say in school. His classmates insult him and hit him.
But one day, an older man, Mr. Miyagi, sees this boy being kicked and mistreated in the street. But then he goes to rescue him.
The boy is surprised by the skill of the old man. He asks him to teach about that martial art that is karate. After several attempts, he convinces the old man to teach him.
Yes, and the remake is kung fu. Don't forget that. And as time goes by, the boy gets better at fighting and meets a girl with whom the boy who bothers him at school is also in love. The film deals with the internal and external struggle in which the main character, LaRusso and Dre Parker, faces.
To start analyzing both of the movies, we need to check the IMDb rating.
The original has 7.3 out of 10 and the remake has 6.2. Oh.
Too low.
Yeah, the remake was low. Karate Kid is an icon in karate movies, a film that marked a before and after in martial arts culture. For this reason, its original version has been so many times replaced. Some remakes have preserved the essence of the first film, while others have contributed to their own label.
With some remakes, you refer to the Karate Kid 1, 2, and 3.
Yeah, there you go.
Okay, perfect. But now, we want to compare the original, the 1984 version, and the 2010 version. So let's discover together the great differences.
First, let's talk about their philosophy. Both movies have similar martial art. The original one follows karate with Master Miyagi, and the other one, as Gerardo says, uses kung fu with Master Han.
Yeah, in the first version, Master Miyagi takes the young man under his wing in order to protect him and show him what is truly important in life.
Yeah, as we can hear here, we can know that in the first one, Master Miyagi have the young man like his own son. He protect him and he teach him like he is his own son. So we can see that here is a familiar thing. But in the initial training is based more than on the actual teaching of karate, on the practice of duties. In addition, in the other one, he teaches him respect for himself and for his mother. That's the problem of the movie.
Yeah, and in the remake, don't forget that Master Han, the actor is Jackie Chan. That's a very great fact. And yeah, all that you said is very interesting. So let's see about the aesthetic. In terms of costumes, we can also appreciate a notable difference. In the original version, the teenagers dress in period clothes. And in the remake, even when the main character wears costume clothing, it is more modern.
Yeah, but I can see that it's more like Chinese clothes, not like American clothes.
Yes, because as I already said, in the first one, they were in California, and in the second one, in the remake, they were in China.
Hold on, Santiago. We are going to take a little break.
Now, you can say what you were going to say, Alexis.
Thank you, Gerardo. As I was about to say before commercial, I'm agree with you. As conclusion, we could say that for us, the remake is better, since the story is simpler in addition to not having so many personal conflicts with the main character.
And another point is that the remake makes the audience pay attention to most of the movie. Something that the original, I think, that the original movie fails to do.
Okay, now if you agree, we are going to say each other his own opinion about the movie. If you agree, I will start.
Perfect.
As I think, I mean, Karate Kid is a great movie. It's a very great movie for consumer, but I don't think it's too good for me. I mean, I don't like it too much. I only like the 2010 because the actor was the son of Will Smith. Okay, and after that, we can say that the legacy of the movie is a very great legacy. I mean, today Netflix has Cobra Kai, that's a new series, and it has a great hit today in the culture. Okay, now if one of my teammates want to say his own opinion, it would be great.
Thank you, Merlo. Well, in my opinion, these are two of the best, greatest martial art movies I have ever seen because of many aspects. And for me, the most important is the trauma and the way the director and actors make us see how difficult it is to move to another place, especially in China. So, in my opinion, both movies are great. And I prefer the second one because it has done a better job in many aspects like cast.
Yeah, but without having the charm of the first one, and the time and nostalgia that I have given to the original, it must be recognized that is this remake of Karate Kid with Jaden Smith and Jackie Chan taking over from Ralph Macchio and the enduring Noriyuki Pat Morita fulfills what is expected. It's colorfully, of course, the China edition. It's entering and the boy and Chan in the role of teacher are fine, being entertaining despite being somewhat elongated compared to the original. So it's more entertaining.
And to conclude our podcast, I want to say that, as I was already saying, I like the remake more since the original doesn't attract the attention of today's public. Since cinema has been modernized a lot, but I think that at the time the original came out, it was a good movie, and I would give it a thumbs up of 8.7 rating.
Okay, that was all. Thank you for the listeners. We send you a very great...
Yes, so we already mentioned all the topics about this movie. We think this time this theme is so great to have a great time of entertaining and a very great lesson behind this film. But I want to say goodbye.
Well, it was a pleasure to collaborate with us guys. And if you don't have anything more to say, I think that's everything. Thank you for everyone and goodbye.
Thanks, guys. It was a great podcast.